5 steps to teaching your brain that there is no danger, that you're safe. Chances are, if you're getting bizarre, mysterious symptoms, you might feel unsafe in your body. You might feel like there's something seriously wrong. You may have even gone to your doctors and they don't really say anything. And you're trying to teach your brain that there is nothing wrong and you want to convey safety, but you might not be sure how to do that. In this video, I want to share with you just some practical steps, just basic implementation strategies that you can use right now so that you can begin finding relief. This is what's helped people around the world do the exact same thing. So I want to share that in this video. Let's get started. So if you're new to the channel, my name is Sean. We have a recovery program specifically around anxiety-based symptoms. What we do is we help people overcome those symptoms and go back to living. Now, I'm not going to be talking about the principles of recovery from an overarching view. I'm going to be talking about the 5 steps to convey safety. But if you want to know more about this, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook. This is something that would have really helped me when I was struggling. And I basically wrote this book in the hopes of helping another version of me who might be struggling in this moment. The link is down below. The book is absolutely free. I hope it helps you. You can check it out down below. And so the strategies that we use are basically the strategies I'm about to tell you in this video, which is once you show your brain that there is no danger, what happens is that your body goes from this fight or flight mode and it goes down to what we call a parasympathetic mode, basically rest and digest. Now, as your body's in rest and digest, your body's able to heal. And what you find is that the symptoms start going away. So what are the 5 steps that you can do to teach your brain that you're safe? The first step is understanding that what you are dealing with is not a body issue. It's being caused by the brain. These symptoms are so intense and they're often so physical that there's no way to think that, you know, this is just something from the mind. And what happens is people often go to their doctors and they try to figure out what to do to make this go away. And doctors do a series of tests and they say, hey, you're fine. There's nothing you can do. And so when people experience this, they often feel like they're being neglected by their doctor. But what's actually happening is that the doctor isn't finding anything physically wrong. The question is that can you be experiencing these physical symptoms but not have a physical origin? And so it's recognizing that the first step in all this is that this is all being caused by the brain. And that's okay. Once you teach your brain that there is no threat, well, your body's able to relax and the symptoms go away. But you can't do that if you think that there's something physically wrong. So the first thing to do, again, is to recognize that this isn't in the body. This is part of the brain. Then the second thing is to tell yourself that you are safe, that even though you're feeling these symptoms, that doesn't mean there's anything physically wrong. Now, do the symptoms go away right away? No. But when you start realizing that there's nothing to do, what happens is that you're more tolerant of the symptoms. When you start doing something to make these symptoms go away, you're indirectly telling your brain that there's something wrong. But we have gone through the doctors, we've done everything, there's nothing actually wrong. So you doing something implies that there is something wrong and that there's something that needs to be done. What you need to do is remind yourself that you are safe, that everything is okay. Now, the best way you can do that is by showing your brain based on your response. Now, I know this is weird and I know this is hard to grasp, but the best way to show that you're safe is how you respond. See, your brain doesn't know what's a real threat and what's not. It actually looks at you for that. So if your brain basically says danger, danger, and you say, oh my God, something is wrong, well, you have validated to your brain that there was something wrong. Your brain says, aha, I set an alarm and it protected Sean because look, Sean was scared, so I did the right thing. Next time he's in a similar situation or he feels a similar sensation, I'm gonna do the same thing. So in order to tell your mind and your brain that you're safe, you have to teach it. And you can't do that with words. The brain doesn't learn through language. This is the normal way you would think. The brain learns through your actions. You choose how to respond. And you do this in a very logical, scientific way. again, you've gotten everything ruled out. So there isn't anything physically wrong. Remember, this is being caused by the brain. So what you need to do is convey to the brain that you're safe. You do that based on responding to the symptoms without trying to fight it, without trying to fix it. Sitting in the symptoms and letting it be there, not trying to avoid it or anything like that. Because again, there's nothing wrong. Now, the third thing to do is not to be overly focused on your symptoms. Chances are, if you've been struggling for a while and you've been very confused by this, you might have this habit of focusing on it, right? If you focus on something long enough, it becomes a new habit. Focus on living. Go back to living. Now, will the symptoms still be there? Yes. But again, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be breaking this pattern, and your brain will slowly start recognizing it's safe. Again, your brain understands based on your actions. And so if you're living life, and if you're not reacting to the symptoms, and you're not hyper-focused on it, what happens is that these physical sensations start disappearing. Your brain starts recognizing that it's safe. And as a consequence, these symptoms start dropping off. Now, the next step has to do with the fact that you want to go back to living fully. Basically, you will have moments where your brain is going to think it's in danger. But what you want to do, again, is go back to living and teach your brain when this happens that everything is fine. But the main and most important thing is to make life more important than the physical sensations you're feeling. And what happens over time is that as you make life more important, the brain starts making that a priority too. The brain starts recognizing that the most important thing for Sean is to go back to living. And so these physical sensations that he might be experiencing isn't dangerous because look, he's back to living and he's made life more important. And then the last step for this is recognizing that you're going to have what we call setbacks. It's part of the journey and it's not a bad thing. The brain is so used to protecting you and thinking it's been in danger for so long that if it even feels the slightest amount of danger, it's going to react in an over-exaggerated way. The biggest thing here is to have self-compassion for yourself. Your brain, in many ways, you could think of it like a puppy, right? If you have a puppy and you're training a puppy, you know, if a puppy does something wrong, are you going to yell at it? Are you going to call it stupid? Are you going to say it's never going to learn? No, you understand it's a puppy. You understand it's learning. And you have that patience. You have that compassion for it. So when it does do that, it's very important that you don't start blaming yourself or, you know, going into this victim mode, feeling like you're never going to get out of this or the self-loathing mode. Make sure to recognize that this is part of a journey and that it takes time. And the best thing you can do is give your brain that self-compassion. Give yourself that self-compassion because as you're doing that, you will see over time that this resolves itself by itself. And getting frustrated by it, hyper-focusing on it, getting angry with yourself doesn't actually help. In fact, it puts you more into that threat response. So I hope this video helps. If you want to know how to overcome these symptoms, specifically symptoms that your doctors have labeled as just anxiety, I put a link right here showcasing the 5 steps to overcome anxiety symptoms once and for all. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you in the next one.